Welcome to the Talk Show for Talkers on irishtalkers.com. Welcome to part three of the Talk Show for Talkers here on irishtalkers.com. You're most welcome and glad you have come back with us, because we have a treat for you today. Today we are bringing you Mr. Paul Omani, and Paul has entitled his segment this week, "You Have No Idea What You Are Getting Into." Paul, I have no idea what I'm getting into. Will you please enlighten me?
Certainly, Moira. Thank you very much for being curious. I promise that I shall attend my club meetings regularly. I just want to start today with something that I came across when I was applying to join Toastmasters. I saw it written down, and did I really know what I was letting myself in for? Well, of course I didn't. I had no idea how frequently the club meetings were even going to be on. One of the things that everyone agrees with when they join Toastmasters is that we all have the same reason for joining. Every person who joins Toastmasters everywhere in the world has exactly the same reason for joining. And that reason, ladies and gentlemen, is we join in order to get personal and professional development. It's why people join. But we have very little idea what we're getting into. Yes, we expect to, when we join the local club, we expect that we will be helped to be able to be a better speaker. And we know that people speak. But very soon after we join, and perhaps even before or even after we do our icebreaker, somebody says to you, "Paul, we'd like you to be the timer next week. Good, easy role for you to start off with. Here's the equipment. We'll show you how to work it, and we'll tell you what to do. Okay?" So Paul says, okay. What they don't tell you is, in addition to operating the equipment, we want you to make an informal, impromptu speech to the whole club at the beginning of the meeting. And we also want you to make another impromptu speech to the whole club at the end. But we don't tell you that, because nobody would agree to be a timer if they were told shortly after they joined the club that they were expected to make two impromptu speeches. It's bad enough to be picked during table topics to make one, but you've got to make two. So you don't know what you're letting yourself in for. Let's fast forward to the day that you become president of the club. Oh yes, you know what it's like to be a president. You know, you're very gratified. Everybody is very pleased you're the president. It means you have to go to every club meeting, you have to say a few words at the beginning and a few words at the end, and you have to make sure everybody else does all the jobs. No problem at all. What they don't tell you is that you have to lead a committee. And maybe they do tell you that, because you might have been on the committee before. But they certainly don't tell you that, right, being the club president means that you're on the area council. The policy making and coordination council for an area. So you're actually going to be working with four or five other clubs at meetings throughout the year. And as if that wasn't enough, they don't tell you that you're going to have a vote at the highest level in your district, because you're going to be on the district council. And they also, by the way, don't tell you. Yes, they don't tell you that. They don't also tell you that in addition to this, you're going to have a vote at the very highest level in Toastmasters International, because you're going to have a vote at the annual convention. You had no idea. You just thought you were joining Blumpity Blump local club and being the local president. You had no idea what you were letting yourself in for. let's fast forward another little bit and imagine you become an area director. You think, oh, great, I can support six clubs, no problem. I love clubs. I like supporting people. Nice role. I'm prepared to organize some training. I'm prepared to organize contests. I'm prepared to do a number of things. I'm prepared to visit other clubs. All very nice. They don't tell you that as an area director, you're on the division council. That means you're actually on the whole strategic planning group for the entire division. It gets worse than that for people who are in the dark, because you're also on the district executive committee. This is the real executive decisions. And you're also on the district council. They don't tell you any of this. And they also don't tell you, well, you'll be getting regular tuition and advice from your division director. Maybe they do tell you that. But then you get to become the division director. Oh, this is easy enough. I've only got four area directors to look after. I love looking after area directors. They're all very nice people. Fantastic. We got a distinguished club program. We'll know what to do. Do they tell you that you're going to be interacting on WhatsApp groups with all the other division directors across England, Wales, Northern Ireland, and do they tell you that you're going to have frequent contact with the district director, the program quality director? You just thought you were on division. You're going to have the public relations manager offering you X, Y, and Z, and you're going to have to make decisions about whether you're going to be able to accept or not. Do they tell you all of that? And do they even tell you that you're going to come in contact with, would you believe it, the region? You're going to find out there's such a thing as a region. Anyway, let me not carry on, because I could also do the district directors. And when somebody becomes a district director, do they fully realize, well, they ought to by now, that something's going to happen and they're going to be expected to operate at a level way outside their own territory? Are they going to realize that they're going to be expected to go on international travel via the Zoom and whatever, that they're going to expect to be trained by internationally acclaimed trainers? No. You see, that's what Toastmasters does to you. It gets you in under false pretenses that you're just here for a little bit of personal development and that your role is just an easy thing. You take it in your stride. We're all here to support you. But they don't tell you that you're going to be given an opportunity to operate at a higher level all the time. All the time. So gradually you find yourself sucked into a culture which gives you learning about leadership without you ever realizing. You came in just to do a bit of speaking. You came in to do a bit of impromptu speaking, and you're even prepared to be the timer. But you didn't realize that when you actually became the sergeant at arms, which was a very easy job, you just had to get things ready for the meeting, that you were actually on the steering committee for the entire club, and that your vote counted just as much as the president. The president doesn't have two votes. The sergeant at arms has just as strong a vote. So all of this is a very strange thing, isn't it, listeners? I mean, isn't it really an interesting way of doing things? You see, I come back to my proposition. When you join Toastmasters, you have no idea what you're letting yourself in for, do you? Amen. Now I invite Ted Malanfi, who's been at more committee meetings than I've had hot dinners, to chip in. And Ted, your response, please.
I'm delighted that you asked me that question, Paul, because if you had told me that in 2007, before I joined Toastmasters, I wouldn't be conversing with you now, sir. But you put it very well. And you also used a very nice technique, the way you put it over, that in actual fact, you get and you give all that learning without even realizing it. And that is one of the gems of Toastmasters, that your learning is subliminal and you do it and you learn by doing it. That's the beauty of Toastmasters.
I can think that Moira O'Brien, who started off as the acoustic director of this podcast, you know, the technical director behind the scenes, little did she know that she was going to be inveigled into being the number one talent in the next episode of the Talk Show for Talkers.
Opportunity knocks.
Little did you know that when I started out in this podcast, I was told to zip it up, keep quiet. You're not entitled to open your mouth. And I was itching to open my mouth. So it was only after the first 18 months or so that I was allowed to contribute. And as you know, you just couldn't stop me once I was allowed on board. Well, folks, we are coming to the end of this segment, I'm glad to say. And I would...
Excuse me, just before you finished, are you saying you're glad that we've come to the end of this segment because there was something abject about the segment?
Abject poverty, maybe, yes. No, that's absolutely fine. Folks, as you can see, as you can hear, you can't see us, of course, unless you're listening to us on YouTube for the live show. But anyway, I'm digressing. I am in abject... what am I abjectly...
Approval.
Yes, something or other. Do join us again tomorrow when I will be going back and looking at Mike Carr's winning speech, because there is an awful lot of learning to be had there in terms of body language and use of the screen and use of the... and facial expressions and movements. It's fantastic. Join us then. Bye for now. The Talk Show for Talkers is published every week in sections at 4 p.m. every Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday. Go to our website, irishtalkers.com, for more information.